interview. This is Wes Brooks, and I'm interviewing Pat Brooks, and it is still March 23rd of 1996, and she was talking about the difference of Jacksonville State was when she went to college and the way it is now.
The one thing that is different is when I was in college is you could not stay in an apartment except your senior year. Everyone had to stay in the dorm, and when you became a senior, then you could stay off campus or in an apartment around the campus. And now I think freshmen on up can have an apartment. And sometimes I think that's good, and sometimes I think it's bad. It teaches a student responsibility to be out on his own, but at 18, I think you still have, you need that, not control, but I think you're really not mature enough unless you've been out on your own. But if you have parents that have restrictions at home, I think being 18, I think you need to be in the dorm. I think you need to have a curfew. Maybe 10 o'clock was too early then, but I still think you need to have a curfew your first year in college, and that's the only thing that I see really different, because you're out on your own, you're gradually maturing to become a man or a woman, and you're getting an education, you're fixing to be out on your own, but still I think you need some rules your first year away from home going to college, because some, probably 75% of the students, this is the first time they've been away from home. A lot of times you have a tendency to do things that you normally wouldn't have done at home because you have no curfew. You have no one to tell you what you need to do. I agree to be a little bit lenient, but yet I still think that we need some type of curfew, at least that first year that you're in college away from home, because some people are far away and they have no family or relatives close by. They have no one to turn to if they have a problem. And sometimes it's more than what a student can handle with being away from home, being alone, a lot of studying to do, because you have to do a lot more studying in college than you did in high school. Sometimes you can get by with just studying like the night before a test in high school. In college, you have to study every day. And a lot of times you're probably with a different environment of friends than you were used to in high school. So that's one thing that I think needs to be thought about and needs to be changed. I really believe that your first year in college, I think it needs to be supervised, really.
Okay, Pat, that's about all that we want to talk about. But there's one other thing I'd like to ask. If you could give advice to young children today that are growing up and the way life is now and a lot of the things that you have experienced, do you want to give any advice to them if anybody else, like a person my age, would listen to this tape? What would you want them to hear?
The one thing that I would like to touch on is students that are going to college need to realize that this is one more step in their life on to being something that they will be the rest of their lives. Some students have a tendency to turn to drinking, to turn to drugs in their life, and it may change them completely. Some may can get off of it and some may not. We need to look at ourselves, dig down deep, and decide what we're going to be and what we're going to do. Your friends need to be the people that that have the same values as you do. A lot of times we get with people because they're more popular than we are, or they get with us because we're more popular than them, and then they end up changing your lives and you changing theirs. There's a lot of things that you need to look at, because you're fixing to be, you're really what you're going to be the rest of your life, and this determines on what you're going to be. You need to take college serious. You need to take what you're planning to be in the future, because right now determines what type of person you are, what type of job you will be getting. You have no time to turn back now. You have nobody to really help you, because you're out on your own right now, and you have to make this decision on your own. Don't worry about what other people may think, because you can't change them, and sometimes they can't change you. So you just need to worry about what you're going to do and what you've planned your life. Don't worry about anything that you can't change. A lot of students have a tendency to do that, and my husband always taught me that. Don't ever worry about things that you can't change, because there's no sense in it. Worry about things that you can change. A lot of times we play around our first few years in college, and then we decide to buckle down our last year. Start from the beginning. Start from your freshman year, because this means a lot in life, especially when you go for an interview for a job. They're going to look at what type of person you are, what kind of worker you are, how much you are involved with studying. Do you do things on the spur of the moment? Do you take time and plan out what you need to do? You need to set a goal in your life right now. You need to reach up and make that goal happen. You need to really plan what type of person that you're going to be. You know, that takes a lot of planning. Sometimes you could have been probably the worst student in high school, but now's your chance to turn your life around. You need to take everything from here forward serious. You can still have fun, but you need to buckle down and take things serious, because this determines what you are and what you will be the rest of your life.
That concludes my interview of Pat Brooks for my oral history project, and I would like to thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you for your attention to me, and thank you for, in a way, you've kind of helped me, because sometimes we don't speak out what we really want to say, and by this interview, maybe I have helped you in some way.
Thanks a lot.